The Army has decided to make some changes to its image. Federal News Radio has reported Army patrol caps are now the primary duty uniform headgear. Soldiers may now sew rank insignia and name, and soldiers assigned to the Pentagon will wear their Army service uniform instead of their combat uniform. The man responsible for surveying soldiers on their uniform preferences is Raymond Chandler, the Sergeant Major of the Army. He joins us now live to talk about some of the tools used to solicit the feedback. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, good morning to you, too. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. Thanks.
How did you pull this off? What tools did you have at your disposal to find out what it is they want?
Well, we had a lot of tools at our disposal. You know, probably the premier method to do that was to actually go out and talk with soldiers. And we also use social media. And, you know, soldiers also do a survey when they return from deployment that specifically has to do with the uniform. So we used all three of those and then talked with some key leaders in the Army and gathered that to bring to the Chief of Staff of the Army.
How is that different from how you've done it before?
Well, we, you know, for most normal uniform changes, we use a process with the Army Uniform Board, which is a deliberate process that issues come in and then a collaborative panel makes a recommendation to the chief. But in this instance, we wanted to, basically listen to what soldiers had to say. It was pretty clear that what it is, what they wanted to do, and we didn't need to go through the board process for those specific issues.
And were they pretty clear about what they were looking for? Were they shy at all in their opinions?
Absolutely not. You know, one of the great things about our soldiers is if you ask them, they're going to tell you. And, I've traveled extensively over the last 3 months and gone to Afghanistan and listened to their concerns, and they were pretty strident about the fact that they wanted to not have to wear the beret with their Army combat uniform in most occasions.
Talk just briefly before we get into more issues with social media about why the beret was such an issue. It has been an issue ever since you went to the beret.
Well, you know, you have to understand why we went to the beret in the first place, and that was, for a transformation of the Army at that time in 2000. There were a lot of changes going on, and General Shinseki and Sergeant Major of the Army Tilley really thought that the beret was a way to show to soldiers and to the nation that they were part of something bigger than themselves. And, you know, it was very good rationale, good reasonings, and the deployments and cycles that we've been on have allowed soldiers to continue to wear the patrol cap, and they felt that, you know, in work environment, out in the field, out in, you know, combat, that the patrol cap was a better fit for them. Still believe that the beret is important, mm-hmm. and that we're going to continue to keep the beret for specific occasions and with the Army service uniform, but they wanted to have the patrol cap for most circumstances, so it was kind of a pretty easy decision.
And why sew the rank insignia instead of using the Velcro?
Well, they want to be able to attach the devices to the uniform because they want to be able to display, you know, their badges and the things that they had, you know, on a more permanent basis. With the pin-on badges, you know, in certain circumstances, especially when you're in the combat zone or on the flight line working with aircraft, you can't wear those badges, and soldiers are very proud of what they've earned and the different things, and they want to be able to display them permanently. And then the name tape in the U.S. Army and the rank, that's an optional thing. If they want to sew it on, they can. Most reasons or circumstances where you're going to need to take it off other than to clean the uniform just weren't something that most soldiers do. So why not allow them to sew it on?
We're talking with Raymond Chandler, the Sergeant Major of the Army, about the changes coming to the uniform. And do you consider this a successful use of social media, since that's where you got a lot of your feedback?
Absolutely. You know, our soldiers, you know, and their families, because you also have family members that, you know, post to our Facebook sites, you know, this is a tool that they use, and as a Army, we need to be able to listen and be able to collect information in the ways that soldiers are comfortable sharing it with us. So you can't get to everybody all the time, so in the face-to-face discussion. So if there's a way that they can tell us how they feel, we ought to take advantage of it, and this is one of those ways to do it.
And now that those changes have been announced, you've gotten a lot of likes on Facebook, several thousand likes on Facebook. What other feedback have you been getting?
Well, you know, we've asked questions about changes in the proposed changes to the way that we conduct physical readiness training and some changes with the way that we evaluate physical fitness. And that's been obviously something that soldiers are very interested in because they want to know what's going on with those changes. And, you know, there's some other things that we've asked. And, again, it's a way to engage them in a conversation and touch a lot more folks. And our more junior soldiers and their families are very comfortable with this. So we need to adapt to it.
So then you see this as becoming more of a norm for communication with all of the soldiers because it's you have a huge audience and it's lightning fast.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I think it's a way amongst a series of ways that we can communicate to our soldiers and their families, but also in turn for us to hear what they have to say. So it's not just for us to send messages to them, but really for them to be able to tell us and give us feedback. It's not the only tool we're going to use, but it is a tool.
What other areas would you then be using Facebook or Twitter or these other tools to solicit opinions?
Well, it just depends on what's an important topic. I mean, we've got a lot of Army family programs out there that we're probably going to post to and ask questions of whether or not people feel that you know, some of our programs are as effective and as efficient as we would want them to be. And you know, as we look further in the future with these budget reductions that the Army's going to have to go through, there's always a way to ask folks, are you satisfied with what you're getting and can we make it better?
There has been a lot of concern about security issues and other issues when it comes to social media. Do you think the way it has been used, particularly in this instance, can help maybe quash some of the concerns about using this newfangled technology?
Excuse me.
Sure. I've been coughing all day. I get it.
There's a time. I just finished the Army birthday run, so you know I've got a little post-run cough going on. But anyways, I think that there's a place for social media in our Army, and I strongly believe that it's a way to communicate with our more junior soldiers who are very comfortable with this. And so I think the security risks have been addressed. I think that we've got security measures in place to be able to use the tool and also provide security.
Terrific stuff. Raymond Chandler, Sergeant Major of the Army, serving as the Army Chief of Staff's Personnel Advisor on all enlisted and related matters, and just finished the Army birthday run. How long is that run?
It's about 3 miles. You know, it was great. We had about 1,700 soldiers, members of Congress, staffers, some members of the other services, and it was a great event.
That's great. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Really appreciate it.